Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But right now, let's talk some Braves with our man, Brian Jordan. And B, it's good to have you on. By the way, he'll be at the ballpark tonight getting ready for this big series against the Nationals. They come into town a half game in front of our Bravos. But I was looking at this, Brian. They're missing some key people. I mean, they're without Ryan Zimmerman, Daniel Murphy, Adam Eaton. Scherzer's not going to pitch in this series. So, you know, they're still trying to overcome some of those injuries that they've had to deal with.
They're still a great team, guys, because they got Bryce Harper in that lineup. And they went out there and made a serious move on a free agent named Mark Reynolds. And he's come in and he's really picked them up at first base. Matt Adams from last year with the Braves, he went over there and he's raking. So they still have a really good ball club, man, especially the young kid that they just brought up, that rookie that's getting off to a good start, man. So, you know, 9 games ago, guys, I said the next 13 games is going to be a true test for these guys, the Red Sox, the Philadelphia Phillies, the Mets, and now the Nats, you know, so we're really getting a good look at what we have. And these guys are competing hard. But, you know, we still need a little bit more in the tank to hold on to number one.
You'll see him with Jerome Joranovich outside the stadium. It's our man Brian Jordan, two-star. He was two-sport star for the Falcons and Braves and a Cardinals. By the way, real quick before I forget, Brian, thanks for saying hi to my buddies. I know you're about to your broadcast position. I had some friends of mine. They're up from New York. The firemen were watching the game. They got a big kick out of meeting you, man.
Hey, it's always good to see you, Mike Bell, out at the ballpark, man. And, yeah, your friends seem really cool, man.
Well, they weren't that drunk at that point, Brian. Brian, what about this team moving forward? We talked about the hitting. A little slow right now, but do you trust this pitching, this young pitching staff, or if this Braves team continues to roll, do you have to go out and get another starter? You buy the pitching.
You know, I'm not bought into the pitching just yet. I know Alex Anthopoulos is watching very closely, and, you know, my conversation with him, you know, around All-Star break, if we're still close and in this thing, you know, he's not going to sit on his hands. He's going to make some moves to improve the ball club. And I think the pitching is where you improve the ball club. I mean, Acuna, once he gets healthy, and crossing our fingers that, you know, it wasn't serious, and from what we hear, it's not. So hopefully he'll be back in the lineup very soon. But with him in the lineup, I think, you know, on the field, we got some really good players and offense that can score a lot of runs. But, you know, it's all about pitching and defense. And so we're going to have to improve the pitching, I think, down the line.
I wanted to ask you something we've been throwing around the day with the Nationals coming in. We're going to see plenty of them here over the course of the season. But Bryce Harper, at the end of the season, is going to be a free agent. And Brian, they're talking of upwards of $300 million, maybe more, for maybe a 7, 8 to maybe 10-year deal for a kid that's 25 years old and you already know one of the best players in Major League Baseball. And I was saying, add him to our outfield. You know, I'm not writing off this year. I want to see what we do. But I'm just saying that's a piece that I think there's no team in baseball would not love to have. What's your thoughts on Bryce Harper in this free agent process as we look ahead? Because that's going to be big news when it actually happens.
Oh, it's going to be huge news. And believe me, he's getting off to a tremendous start. He knows that he's going to be on the market, and there's going to be a lot of big market teams out there that's going to pay him that type of money. I mean, him and Machado, I think, are going to be $300 million guys. And, you know, thanks to the owners and the teams that keep putting that price tag up each year, it's well-deserved. I mean, these guys are young. They still have great years ahead of them. And, you know, they're not doing anything to disappoint anybody. Those guys are playing some good baseball. And Bryce Harper, yeah, I would love to see him in Atlanta, but I don't think Atlanta's going to go that route when you got a young Acuna coming up and he's going to be another terrific player under Atlanta's belt. But, yeah, I think he's going to probably go out to the West Coast, L.A., or a big market team like New York, you know, Boston. I would not be surprised.
I mean,
he's going to make a lot of money.
It is funny because there's been articles written in Sports Illustrated saying, you know, if he goes for the Yankees, Carl, they make him shave that beard off.
That's true.
I mean, no joke, Brian. I mean, something as simple as that. I mean, he's a West Coast kid, grew up in Vegas. The West Coast makes the most sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what, you know, he's from the West Coast. Like you said, he lives out in Vegas. You know, my guess would be in a Dodgers uniform.
Mm-hmm. Brian Jordan's
so
with us here.
They got the money.
Brian Jordan's with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The Nationals, who were, by the way, in first place by half a game, taking on the Bravos. We've talked so much about Acuna. How freaked out were you when you heard about Acuna and that spill at first base?
You know what? I wasn't really freaked out. It looked really bad. But, guys, I did it in Montreal back in early 2000s. And where my foot slipped, they had the base was wet. And my foot slid over, and I flipped over just like that, and my leg extended just like that. And, you know, same diagnosis. Thank God I was very flexible. Mm. And I look at his age. I look at his flexibility. That's probably what saved him. I mean, anybody else a little older and not as flexible probably would have blew their knee out. So it was a good sign. I was just praying it was really hyperextended like myself. And, you know, he'll be back and strong as ever in 10 days. So. I'm looking forward to it.
Braves Nationals tonight over at SunTrust Park. Brian will be on Fox Sports South with Jerome. tell Jerome I said what's up. Hey, what about the vibe of this clubhouse? You know, a couple of weeks ago, prior to Acuna's injury, where, you know, this team, and Brian, you were part of certain clubhouses that had music. Mm-hmm. And some that didn't, you know, and it depends on where you're playing, what the manager thinks. But, you know, there was a video of these guys on social media in the clubhouse having fun, man. They got some Cardi B on. They're having a good time. And I'm saying to myself, that's what I want to see. These guys are playing. They're having fun. What's the vibe of this team?
You know what? I love Bobby Cox and, you know, the way he ran the ship. You know, there was no music. But with these young kids coming up now, I love the way Snicker gives them the freedom. To relax and have fun and do what they do. It's fun to watch, and I think the chemistry is just there. You know, these comeback victories I'm getting used to those. You know, I feel like the Braves are never out of a ball game, and that's a good feeling to have. And to see a relaxed clubhouse and guys jamming and having fun, to me, they take that on the field, and they have that same type of fun on the field. I mean, you see Acuna and Ozzy Albies over there playing with, you know, tapping each other on the head and jumping up on the top step, just enjoying the game. To me, that's fun, you know, and that's why I think the team is playing so well. And you love to see that, man.
It is our man, Brian Jordan. And don't forget, Brian Jordan Foundation, by the way, guys. Well, we got Brian on. You can always go online because he does so many great work here in Metro Atlanta. So get a piece of that. Dave O'Brien, our Grant McCauley, tweeting that Aaron Blair, by the way, he gets the heave-ho. Meanwhile, the guy that we talked about as far as like an all-star and a guy that, oh, my God, Brian just got attacked. There's something that's going on back there. But, Brian, how great the job that Nick Markakis has done. And a guy that, you know, maybe he wasn't 100% healthy with the neck, but, man, he's hit home runs. He's just been super clutch all season.
You know what? He should be an all-star, too. I mean, I know he's not a popular guy. He don't say much. He just goes out there and plays the game the right way. But he's put up some great numbers, man. It's been fun to watch him and Freddie Freeman not have the pressure that they've had on themselves for the last couple of years because nobody got on base in front of them, and they were always trying to come through in the clutch. Well, this whole lineup, to me, is getting the job done in the clutch. So it takes a lot of pressure off that middle of the lineup, 3-4 guys, and they're just having fun, man. And it's good to see Nick Markakis, you know, finally get his shine on. And, yes, this is contract year, I believe. So, you know, it's the perfect timing to do it. And I think he deserves a spot on the All-Star team right now.
Sean Newcomb on the hill tonight. He's 5-1B with a 2.75 ERA. What's made him so good?
You know, he started believing in himself, man, and he developed a nasty changeup to go with that velocity on that fastball, and he knows how to execute his pitches. I was a little afraid going back home to Boston that he would get a little too amped up and overthrow that curveball and changeup, which got him in trouble. But hopefully tonight, back in SunTrust, he'll calm down and be himself again. But, you know, he's really totally changed from last year. With his confidence, he's getting ahead of hitters. He's not falling behind hitters. Last year when he fell behind hitters, you know, that's when he got beat pretty bad. But he is throwing strike one and making these guys hit his pitch. And that's why he's been so successful successful this year.
Catch Brian on TV and stuff, doing the Fox Sports South. We always love catching up with Brian, man. Thanks for the time, Joe.
Anytime, man. You gotta take care.
You too. Appreciate you, Brian.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.